This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. When a visitor comes to the U.S. and looks around, they can't help but notice the way Americans are bombarded by medical advertisements, often from drug advertisers, but increasingly by makers of genetic tests and unnecessary or unproven tests that are promoted to screen for diseases. The visitor might incorrectly assume that Americans must be a very sick lot. In 2015, the drug industry spent $5.2 billion only on conventional advertising, trying to convince you to purchase their product. They targeted demographics most likely to buy medical products, including women and older people. Well, 25% of drug promotion costs are spent on only five medicines, incidentally, none of which I have ever prescribed for a patient because there are always cheaper or better studied alternatives. Promoting drugs or products to the public is uniquely American. The only other place on earth that allows these promotions is New Zealand. Why? Because ads are misleading. They create a perceived need that often does not exist, and they drive up the cost of drugs to the point that Americans pay more for drugs that we invented and taxpayers often fund than most other places. 15 years ago, drugs accounted for 8% of total health care spending. Today, drugs account for 17%, and I'm not aware of any data to suggest that we're any healthier for all that spending. It's time to ban these advertisements, and if we can't find the policies or the courage to ban them outright, then let's at least eliminate the tax breaks that companies get to offset their advertising costs. This is exactly the legislation that Senator Al Franken proposed in the Senate this month. And it's not only drugs. Promotion for lab tests, such as genetic tests, also generate huge business. When these tests are ordered by the public without a careful discussion with a physician or genetic counselor, they create unrealistic hopes and generate clinical information that is often useless. It neither improves health nor prevents disease. According to a study this month in the Annals of Internal Medicine, consumers who purchased direct-to-consumer genetic tests were enticed by messages with unrealistic promises. One-third believed that the results would improve their health. However, the FDA has recently contacted several companies that offer these tests over concerns about their misleading promotions. Genetic information is complex, and clinical decisions are often based on probabilities. Perhaps more worrisome is that physicians report that they are rarely even given the genetic test results, and when they do, they aren't sure what to do with the results. So all of this is a reminder that we need to create new ways to provide the public and clinicians with accurate, honest information that will promote them working together as partners to improve health. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.